Morning, Dr. Schneider, Terry, and your pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on NANNE, Terminiello, TERMINIELLO. This goes to Christina Burton, PA. On 6-6-24, Mrs. Terminiello performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction without change of forced vital capacity. The paragraph impression: moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Welton Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6-6-24, Mr. Hatcher performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction period. There was a minimal response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to prior study data 12-6-23, there's been slight improvement, period. New paragraph impression: minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Nicholas Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 6-6-24, Mr. Terrell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period, compared to a prior study data 3-5-24, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression: minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Thomas Norris. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 6-4-24, Mr. Norris performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 486 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period. No paragraph impression: normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on same patient, Thomas Norris. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 6-6-24, Mr. Norris performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study data 3-28-24, there's been no change, period. A paragraph impression: minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-Y-N, Jordan. This goes to Dr. Nick Williams. On 6-6-24, Mrs. Jordan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 3-21-24. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression: minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Smith. This goes to Dr. Ellis. On 6-6-24, Mr. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period, compared to a prior study dated 3 524, there's been no significant change. Period. To paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Doris Smith. This goes to Dr. Allred, Allred. On 6/6/24, Mrs. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity noted. Period, compared to a prior study dated 3/26/24, there's been no significant change. Period. Paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Bonnie Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 6/6/24, Mrs. Terrell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was very severely impaired with very severe airways obstruction period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 3/7/23. There's been no change period in paragraph compression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression period. Thank you.